This goes to Dr. Gunnell, G like golf, U N N like November, E L L. Fax 989-802-5029 regarding Denise, D E N N I S E, Grant, G R A N T. Date of birth is July 22nd of 1957. Dear Dr. Gunnell, this is a consultation for Mrs. Grant, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were first noted November 7th, 2024. Prior to that, baseline creatinine was usually 1.0, just over 60 estimated GFR. 11-7-24, creatinine is 1.1 with a GFR 55. 12-24-25, creatinine had increased to 1.23. GFR had dropped to 48. And she had had two urinary tract infections in 2025, one in June and then again in August. The last one was treated with Bactrim for 5 days, double strength. And it did completely resolve, and she's having no current symptoms. It was urinary frequency, decreased urination, as well as bladder spasms. But she is feeling quite a bit better. She does have a very remote history of a kidney stone in 2013. She believes it was a calcium oxalate composition. Nothing since that time. And the symptoms from the bladder infection did not feel like a kidney stone. She has had long exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. She used Aleve, usually every other day, the over-the-counter strengths. And she also used meloxicam when she had severe back pain. She does have known fibromyalgia as well as sacroiliac dysfunction and chronic recurrent neck pain secondary to a herniated disc in the neck. She has stopped using all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs when we asked her to in January of this year. And she did switch from pantoprazole for her reflux esophagitis to Pepcid, 40 milligram daily, and that seems to be working equivalently to the pantoprazole. With less risk, which can be associated with interstitial nephritis. She is feeling well today. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Currently, no flank pain. No symptoms of kidney stones. No urinary frequency, urgency, or bladder spasms are occurring. No edema or claudication symptoms, no known history of diabetes. No history of TIA or CVA. Past medical history is significant for fibromyalgia, obstructive sleep apnea, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, migraine headaches, hyperlipidemia, neck pain secondary to herniated cervical disc, intermittent palpitations, asthma, allergic rhinitis, hypothyroidism, history of colon polyps, and she gets colonoscopies about every 5 years currently, degenerative arthritis, history of kidney stone in 2013, and sacroiliac dysfunction. Past surgical history, she had an appendectomy in 2013, right biceps tendon repair 2008, cholecystectomy, a colonoscopy, a hysterectomy with bilateral oophorectomy, right trigger finger tendon repair, right breast biopsy negative for carcinoma, hemorrhoid surgery, right shoulder arthroscopy, and tonsillectomy as a child. Social history, she is a former smoker. She quit smoking in 1978 and only smoked for 5 years before that. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired. Family history is significant for colon cancer, uterine cancer, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, lung disease, stomach cancer, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to cefadroxil, C-E-F like Frank, A-D-R-O-X-I-L, clarithromycin, clindamycin, codeine, doxycycline. She has anaphylactic reactions to iodine contrast material and shellfish-containing products. Also allergic to minocycline and vancomycin. Medications, she's on azelastine, A-Z-E-L-A-S-T-I-N-E, nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril twice a day as needed for allergy symptoms. Clobetasol lotion, 0.05% apply BID to affected area. Flonase nasal spray, one spray to each nostril twice a day as needed. Zizol, 5 milligram daily as needed for allergies. Synthroid, 50 microgram daily. Minoxidil is 1.25 milligram daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily as needed for asthma and allergy symptoms. Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. Trentinoin is T-R-E-T-I-N-O-I-N, 0.01% gel. Apply daily as needed. And she uses albuterol with budesonide, 90/80 microgram, two inhalations every 6 hours as needed. And she stopped all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs in January of 2026. Physical exam, height 60 inches, weight 199 pounds. Pulse is 68 and regular, and blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 136 over 74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Tonsils surgically absent. Midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruits. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, no rashes, no skin ulcerations. Pulses 1 to 2 plus, an intact sensation and motion in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 29th, 2026. Creatinine is 1.15 with estimated GFR 52. So that has improved. The one in December of 25 was 1.23 with GFR 48. So this is an improvement after she's made some changes. Calcium 9.7, sodium 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 28. Albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 13.7, normal white count, normal platelets. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, no casts, no abnormalities noted. In the last CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done 12-2 of 22. The kidneys and ureters appeared normal without hydronephrosis, and the urinary bladder was unremarkable at that time. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, noted since 11-7 of 24, where baseline creatinine has been 1.0 for the last 15 years prior to that time. And 2, urinary frequency with a history of 2 urinary tract infections in 2025. She will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in Claire. We're going to have her repeat the renal chemistry as a CBC, intact parathyroid hormone in June, and then every 3 months thereafter. If she does develop another UTI due to the mild renal insufficiency, it might be advisable to try to avoid the Bactrim. since that generally can raise potassium slightly, and it also increases creatinine levels, at least temporarily. 4, she will continue to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.